And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Kentucky judge is under fire after slashing a violent rapist's sentence from 65 years to just 30. And her reasoning tells you everything you need to know about where DEI leads when it reaches the bench. Judge Tracy Davis, a self-described certified diversity, equity, and inclusion professional, cut Christopher Thompson's sentence in half, despite Thompson telling the court he had zero remorse and would happily do it again. Thompson kidnapped a woman at gunpoint, drove her to an elementary school, sexually assaulted her twice, and robbed her at an ATM. The jury gave him 65 years. Judge Davis apparently thought that was a little too harsh, telling the convicted rapist that, as an African-American male, you experienced this society. The ruling landed the same week a Texas Democrat made headlines for saying the quiet part out loud. State Representative Gene Wu, head of the Texas House Democrat Caucus, appeared in a resurfaced clip calling on minorities to take over this country. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton called Wu a radical racist who hates millions of Texans just because they're white. While Attorney General candidate Aaron Wright vowed to pursue Wu's denaturalization if elected. And Republican Congressman Chip Roy demanded Wu's resignation. In Oregon, an 18-year-old has been arrested for plotting to assassinate ICE agents, decapitate them, and collect their heads as trophies. Raiden Coleman of St. Helens had Molotov cocktails in his car at the time of arrest, was making payments on an AR-15, and had written a manifesto outlining plans to recruit an army and create an independent nation. Fortunately, Coleman shared his plans with his roommates, who contacted police. In Minnesota, a woman is headed to federal prison after a SNAP fraud scheme that siphoned over $325,000 from taxpayers. Latasha Thomas and two relatives used fake IDs and fraudulent doctor's notes claiming high-risk pregnancy to inflate benefit amounts, then sold EBT card access at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar. She was sentenced to 1 year in prison and ordered to repay every dime. The governor of New Hampshire has vetoed for the second time legislation protecting women's spaces from biological males. She calls the bill impractical. The UN itself has documented over 600 female athletes losing more than 890 medals to men. But sure, governor, it's impractical. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. And something else that can also be done from within your favorite podcast app is you can subscribe to Fortis News so you can get these here news updates sent directly to you automatically every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.